السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. As the colonial West rivalry unfolds within a stone's throw of Mecca and Medina, O Ummah of Islam, rise and expel them and rid your lands of their evils. Translated. Saudi Arabia, together with 13 other countries, announced the establishment of a multinational defense maritime alliance under its leadership. The move was said to aim at protecting international navigation, trade routes, and energy supplies from growing threats in the Red Sea, Bab al-Mandab, and the Gulf of Aden, following attacks by the Iran-alleged Houthi group that distributed one of the world's busiest trade routes. An observer of this action will realize that its true objective is to protect the economies of the colonial kufr, disbelieving West, by securing the flow of oil to them, at the expense of the very Muslims who own that oil, and through the hands of their treacherous rulers who ensure the delivery of raw materials and drive the economies of kufr, who crush the ummah everywhere. At the conclusion of the meeting, a statement was issued welcoming the establishment of this alliance of 14 participating countries: Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, Yemen, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Sudan, Djibouti, and the Federal Republic of Somalia. Abu Dhabi, the Muscat, and Muscat publicly did not welcome the establishment of this alliance, while the list of the other invited countries was kept undisclosed. This alliance will lead to destabilization at the heart of the Muslim lands and lay the groundwork for sectarian confrontation. Saudi Arabia participated with US CENTCOM in launching airstrikes in eastern Iraq on the 29th of July 2026, after accusing it of carrying out attacks inside Saudi territory on the 27th and 28th of July 2026. Washington controls this alliance through its presence, management, and ability to ignite conflict whenever it is absent from it. This suspicious alliance comes amid the aggression by America and its protege, the Jewish entity, against Iran, which began on the 28th of February 2026. And continues to this day in the Strait of Hormuz, as well as after the Houthis imposed a naval blockade on Saudi vessels in Bab al-Mandab on the 20th of July 2026. In 2015, Riyadh was directed to lead the Arab coalition in order to redraw the features of the Middle East after 100 years had passed since the implementation of the 1916 Sykes-Picot Division, according to America's plans in its war against Islamic civilization. A careful observer will see that the Red Sea, which lies close to the House of Allah in Mecca, with Medina and the Prophet's Mosque nearby, remained a purely Islamic sea. European ships and sailors, Portuguese, British, French, and others, were prevented from approaching it. With the decline of the Khilafah, Caliphate, it became an area of conflict between Britain, an old colonial power, and America, the new colonial power. International blocs pose a danger to peace and to other states and create immense evil on the international stage. America led international military alliances against Iraq in 1991, Afghanistan in 2001, and Iraq again in 2003, primarily to achieve its own interests. Therefore, the concept of international blocs must be changed among peoples and states that embrace the idea of such alliances. O people of faith and wisdom, is there not among you strong men who will work tirelessly to sweep away the agent rulers who make you taste poverty and calamities, pave the way for the colonial disbelievers to achieve their desires, and spill your blood for their benefit? Who among you will work to expel the filth of the earth from the afflicted lands surrounding the two holy mosques so that purity may return to them as it was under the Khilafah? The Prophet ﷺ said, ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة. Then there will be a khilafah upon the method of prophethood. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.